Of course, a large focus in South Africa today is already on the parliamentary precinct, the City Hall in Cape Town, ahead of the State of the Nation address. You know, it's kind of like a weird news day today because it feels a bit like we're in limbo because of SONA tomorrow. But isn't that what the country feels like generally? Like there is a bit of limbo at the moment. We don't know if the president's going to reshuffle his cabinet or who the deputy president is or isn't going to be. Of course, for clarity, it is David Mabuza. He has not technically resigned, but it does feel a bit like a bit of limbo. But we are seeing some of the accreditation being handed out now and preparations going ahead. The president meeting with cabinet today to discuss his State of the Nation address. Tiri Madia, the associate politics editor at EWN, is at City Hall for us. Tiri, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Technically, City Hall is now a precinct of parliament, so it does get a bit confusing when we talk about where you are. So tell us what's happening wherever you may be.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Absolutely. That area becomes Parliament. But at the moment, I'm at the government garage. If you remember, accreditation is often handed out here before one can have access to Parliament. So that's where I am at the moment. A really smooth, seamless process, I must say. It takes about 5 minutes to get that sorted out. So I'm just a few steps away, really, from where Parliament is and further away from there. But in terms of the mood and the preparation, Mandy, I think people are looking to the president to see what happens. I heard you now mentioning the cabinet reshuffle. I think it's important to understand that this close to the State of the Nation, he simply can't afford to do that because that will literally overtake the story of the State of the Nation. People will be focused on the kind of changes that he would make. So the big focus as we stand, what is obvious rather as we stand, is that there will be no cabinet reshuffle, at least until tomorrow's SONA has been delivered.
Yeah, it certainly seems as though that that horse has bolted now. It's too late. If you had done it earlier in the week, it would have been feasible and the focus would have been on SONA. The clock has been ticking down. So I don't think that, as you say, is going to happen. The president meeting with cabinet today, what would he be discussing and what are we expecting to come out of the SONA?
I think, Mandy, they're still discussing the message that they need to deliver to the country. We know that this year's SONA has got to be an energy-heavy State of the Nation. I've been looking at it as a SONA, as an energy SONA. We are further and further into a crisis as a nation, worsened, of course, by the energy crisis. So I think he's got to be able to speak to that, and that's part and parcel of the message. In fact, some in the ANC have been saying to me that they feel they should have communicated this idea of a state of disaster much later on, or at the SONA as opposed to after the ANC's ANC, the Khotla, that it would have a greater impact in terms of the message to the country. Because what he does need to do is to find a message of hope to the country. He's got to find a way to reignite some sort of vision that makes sense to South Africans, that fits the reality. He's got to be able to show that he understands what South Africans are going through. You know, it's one thing to say to us, I understand you're experiencing a high cost of living, but how do you then demonstrate as a president that you get it and you're going to try to help us move forward from that? I think that's part and parcel of the conversations that are happening. But something that's very interesting that Daniel Silk pointed out is that the ANC has never had to deal with the reality of possibly going under 50%. So he delivers a State of the Nation address just with that reality hanging over him and his political parties here, that they've got to move, that he can no longer afford rhetoric. He can't give us big picture. He can't tell us about smart cities. He's got to speak to the reality and have solid ideas of how to move towards dealing with them. And timelines, Mandy. We need timelines. He needs to have a solid assessment of what's been done correctly and not done correctly on his watch as well.
Tiri, thank you very much. Tiri Madia, Associate Politics Editor at EWN. She's at the Government Garage where they are busy handing out accreditation, having a look at preparations for SONA. The President, of course, will be preparing his State of the Nation address. Tiri saying it's going to be an energy SONA. What are your expectations of the President? And truthfully, be honest. Are you going to watch? Are you going to listen to the president? It is important. We need to know what the government's plans are. But I know that people are apathetic, so I would like to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.